The Vatican announced today that Pope John Paul will make his regular Sunday blessing tomorrow from his hospital bed. 4 days ago, the Pope was rushed to Gemelli Hospital with severe breathing problems brought on by the flu. Since then, the Vatican has issued a series of brief, generally optimistic medical bulletins. But NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports that the reassuring comments from the Holy See have not curbed speculation about the leadership and future direction of the Catholic Church.
Most official Vatican information on the Pope's health has been communicated through brief written statements. Yesterday, Vatican spokesman Joaquin Navarro Valls was asked by an American TV correspondent if he would be willing to speak more openly and more often with reporters.
I think regarding openness, and I could even mention situations from the United States in which in a situation like that, the information has been less than the one we are giving.
Still, there is considerable speculation on who actually is running the Catholic Church. Marco Politi, papal biographer and veteran Vatican journalist, says that day-to-day administrative business is under control.
The Vatican is a very old machine which works even if there are revolutions, floods, civil wars, sometimes in the past even when popes were killed. So there is absolutely no panic in this moment.
But the Pope's sudden hospitalization has highlighted what's now openly called the fin de régime of a papacy now in its 27th year. And there are signs of resistance to what's been a tightly disciplined church. The spokesman for Spanish bishops recently suggested condoms could be used to tackle AIDS, a position adamantly rejected by John Paul. A similar suggestion was made by the Pope's own theologian and the head of the Pontifical Council for Health. And the director of a leading Catholic hospital in Italy also suggested that scientific research on embryos is possible, another taboo for John Paul. Journalist Marco Politi says this can happen after a long papacy in which there are no changes.
If there are no changes after 10, 15, 20 years, then suddenly you begin to see signs of people or movements who ask for the changes and to make statements which show a different direction.
While the Pope's illness may not have any effect on day-to-day affairs at the Vatican, his prolonged disability would pose a dilemma for the Church. For many years, there have been rumors that the Pope has written a secret letter declaring his voluntary resignation in case he becomes incapacitated. However, in public, he has never given any indication that he's ready to step down. Marco Politi says some Vatican officials are pondering radical changes.
Within the Church, there are some cardinals and some bishops who, since years, are thinking, sometimes they are softly asking, that also the popes should resign at the age of 80 years in order not to have a pope who is very ill and who is very aged.
Vatican analysts are not ready to make forecasts on who might be John Paul's successor, but Politi suggests that the next pope will be an older man who would ensure a short transitional pontificate. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.